this was back in February.
Hello. Hi, is Alex available?
Hi, speaking.
Alex, how are you doing? It's James from MMA Legal regarding your Scottish Redress compensation claim. How are you? Okay. Oh, Alex, I can hardly hear you. You sound like you're 2 miles away from the phone.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Oh, there you go, Alex. I can hear you loads better. How are you, bud? You okay?
Yeah, I've got you on a Bluetooth speaker. I'll
I can hear you so much better now, though. It's not a problem. So, Alex, I did speak with you the other day, and you set a call back for yourself today. It's in regards to you've required we speak to you in regards to making a compensation claim for Scottish Redress when you was in care. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, I had a company dealing with us, right? But they've never been in touch with me. They don't have my text. They don't have my emails.
Right, okay. Alex, I'll make you aware, I can see on the system there's nothing been put through, but with us dealing with it, I can put you through as a priority and it'll get dealt with straight away now while we're on the phone. Is that okay?
That's right.
Is that all right? So, Alex, I'm going to go for a claim report with you now. It's going to take me 5 minutes to do. Once I've completed that, I'll then let you know what's going to happen moving forward. Is that all right?
Give me the name of your company.
It's MMA Legal.
Say that again.
MMA Legal. So it's Mike Alpha Legal.
Alpha.
If you type it into Google, if you type in MMA Legal.
M-I-E.
So it's MMA. So Mike Alpha. M for Mike, A for Alpha, and it's Legal Solicitors.
Legal.
You'll get all our information via email as well. Don't worry about that, buddy.
Thank you.
Is that okay? So, Alex, I'm just going to go for a claim report with you now. I've got an email address. It's alexanderorock123@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Brilliant stuff. So, my name is James Thompson. I am a case handler. Okay, Alex.
What's your name? James what?
James Thompson.
Right, okay.
So, I'm your case handler. If you want to save this number, you can contact me at any time. For updates, or if you have any questions or anything like that, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Really? Alex, you just confirm your date of birth for me, please, bud.
4/12/70.
4/12/70.
Yeah, I'm 55.
Brilliant stuff, no problem. Your email address is all lowercase, alexanderorock123@gmail.com.
Nay hyphen.
Say that again, sorry?
There's nay O'Rourke, there's nay me. Apostrophe in it. It's just O'Rourke.
Yeah, correct. There's no apostrophe in your email, that's fine. No problem. And the best contact number I have is the one I'm ringing you on now, is that right?
Only one I've got.
Is it ends in 291, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what I need to say to you here, okay, is I'm going to go through a bit of information with you. So when you was in the children's home, I can see when you applied, it said you was kicked a few times by the night staff.
I had smashed. I was 16 at the time, though.
Okay.
I was under the influence of glue,
right.
If I remember.
Okay.
I had a single room, but I smashed it up.
Yep.
And they came in. One had to hold in my legs, and the other one had to hold in my ear.
Wow.
And the one that had to hold in my ear was booting me about in my heat.
Right. Okay. So that will go down as abuse straight away. And you will be eligible for a compensation payment. Now, the average compensation payment is around about £45,000, Alex, okay? So when the legal team do contact you, they'll let you know how much they're going in for and how long it's going to take. All right, Alex?
Yeah, okay.
Alex, can you just confirm your home postcode for me, please, bud?
Yeah. G81.
G81.
3AW.
3 Alpha Whisker, and is it Erkin View, is that correct?
Speaking to you.
Is it Erskine View, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Which flat number?
14C, 14 Charlie.
14 Charlie, yeah?
I see.
Yeah, I've got it here for you, buddy. I've got it on register. Bear with me a moment there, Alex. All right.
Yeah, okay.
If you do go quiet, buddy, I'm just updating your report for you. I'm not ignoring you, okay?
Yeah. Do you need the name of children's home?
Yes, I'll take that from you in a moment. I'll get to that, okay?
Okay.
Bear with me just one second, bud. Okay. I need to put on your report a nominated beneficiary or next of kin. So, because the payment is a substantial amount of money, if anything was to happen to you and we couldn't send the money to you, who would you like it to go to?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it to go to anybody. I would just donate it to Gary.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. I'll pop that onto your report for you, bud. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I need to put in regards to the care home. How old were you when you first went into the care facility?
I'd been in this care facility a couple of times, but I was 15 at this point when I went. I was
15 at that point. What was the name of the care home that you got attacked in?
It was Newfield.
Newfield
Residential Home, Children's Home in Johnston.
Oh, I've got it here on record. Bear with me a moment. I've got it here on record. Give me a second.
Okay.
Yeah, Newfield Children's Home in Johnston. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And that was under Johnston City Council. Is that correct?
I'm not 100% sure there. I got put in there through the children's home in Paisley. Children's...
Give me a moment, buddy. Give me a moment, buddy. Okay.
No, I was only in there for something right silly, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But it's down to, obviously, you sustained abuse from there, so we do. That's the reason why you have the right to claim, okay. How old did you say you was? 15?
Oh, 16.
15, 1-5, yeah?
1-6.
Oh, 1-6. And how long was you in there for?
I'm not really too sure. I'm thinking it was maybe about 3-4 weeks. Because I was... It was 3 weeks, but I refused to go home.
Right, okay. So, is that where the abuse was in Newfield? Is that where you got attacked by the staff?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember the staff's names?
Oh, not that clue, man.
Don't worry about it. There'll be records of that. Don't worry about it, okay. Now, I need to go on to the statement section for you, Alex, okay? So can you just explain to me, there was physical abuse towards yourself, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And they left me in a room, they left me in a room with no bed or no toilet or anything like that.
They locked you in a room, did they? Give me a moment. Locked in room with no bed or toilet.
Yeah. It must have been for like 8 hours.
Did you ever see any other children being attacked?
No.
Was you heavily restrained in any way?
Yeah, I wouldn't say restrained. One had my legs and one had my arms.
Okay.
These were grown men.
Okay. I'm going to put that down on there. Now, I need to ask you this question, Alex. It's massively important. Would you say, within your adulthood, have you suffered from any mental health or any anxiety?
Yeah, definitely anxiety. I've suffered from anxiety from a very young age.
Okay.
And I wouldn't know if it's anything related to that or just...
You know, obviously, it's due to childhood trauma, isn't it?
Yeah, I definitely am scared, you know what I mean? Because that was grown men.
Of course.
People that were there to watch me.
well, I will make you aware, you will qualify for a compensation payment, okay. So I have made a note of that onto your file. Now, what I need to do, just while you're on the phone, I need to get an authorization email over to you to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you to let you know how much compensation they're going to go in for and how long it's going to take for you, okay?
Can I say something?
Yeah,
there must be a police report as well, because the police have to come and remove me from the facility.
Right, okay. So if that's the case, the legal team will be able to pull them reports up for you, okay? Don't worry about that. As long as you can confirm that you was there and that you were physically attacked, they'll be able to put a compensation claim through on your behalf, okay? Now, I've just sent you an authorization email and a text message, Alex. Can you just confirm that you've received that for me, please?
MMA Legal, yes, I've just received it.
That's the one. Brilliant. So if you just click on that for me, please, Alex, it'll bring up a documents page. Then you just need to scroll down. If you scroll down, there should be a signature box and a button that says execute all documents. If you keep scrolling down, you should see.
Yeah, I don't think I see it. What, MMA Legal Limited?
Have you clicked on the link? Have you clicked on the blue link?
There's two blue links on it.
Yeah, so if you just click on the first blue link for me,
right,
it should bring up the documentation page.
Are you okay?
And then if you scroll down, there should be a button that says execute all documents and a little button that says sign. If you pop a squiggle in there with your finger.
Oh, wait a minute, I've got a wee pen in the bottom of my phone, I can do that.
All right, yeah, do that if you want.
Yeah, I'm ready. I've never Googled it.
Pop a little squiggle in where it says sign, and then there's a blue button that says execute all documents.
Pretty shaky. Right. There you go.
Bear with me a moment. I'll just check that our end, okay?
Yeah. Not the best, Tanika.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. Just bear with me a second, bud. Bear with me a moment, buddy, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I won't be a moment, but just give me one second. I'm just going to check it on our side.
Yeah, and I was going to another table, and a pupil hit me with a bread knife and cut my finger open.
Give me a second.
Nah, just leave that, though.
Okay, so I can see that's come through back fine. Okay, that's brilliant. So you've just given authorization that you're happy with the legal team to contact you. Now, last but not least, Alex, you're going to receive a message on WhatsApp very shortly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll need to place onto your report one form of photo ID and one form of proof of address so we can get it sent over to the legal team. Now, do you have a bus pass or a passport or a driving license?
Passport.
Yep, so is your passport in date?
Yeah, I just got it last year.
Yep. And, and you'll just need a letter that's been sent to your address within the last three months, okay? So you can receive a WhatsApp message within the next 5 minutes or so. When you receive that, you'll need 10 pictures back of your passport and one letter dated within the last 3 months. Now, it has to be a picture of the full letter, okay, where all four corners are in the picture, all right? I'll just make you aware as well, there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government's legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement, okay? We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the maximum amount for yourself, okay?
Okay.
Brilliant. So, Alex, all you now need to do is just wait for a call from our legal team, look out for your WhatsApp message, and reply back to that as soon as possible. If you've got any questions, do not hesitate to give me a call back on this number. Is that okay, Alex?
That's fine. So, Gina,
brilliant stuff. Go on.
Gina, to take a picture and the passport, what have I to do with that?
Say that again, sorry, Alex.
So you say to me, I have to take a picture of a letter that I've got within the last 3 months and a picture of your passport.
Yeah, that's the one. So that's all you need to do. You're going to receive a WhatsApp message. It should be with you within the next couple of minutes.
Right. What do you do with
it? It explains everything on there, what to do, really.
Okay.
Is that all right? But if you get stuck, just give us a call back, all right?
Thank you.
Cheers, Alex. I'll speak with you soon, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.